So today, again, the subject is money. And why? Because that's what we like to talk about. That's what we think about hundreds of times during the day. So much so, we don't even realize how much we think about it. We think about it every time we see an object, because everything has a price to it. So we think about the cost of it. Can we afford it? Can we not afford it? A house, a car, all kinds of things. We go for coffee, we look at the price. Each time you look at the price of something, you're thinking about money. We think about it when we get a paycheck, when we're getting close to it, when we get our bills in the mail. Constantly we think about money. How we think about it, in other words, the vibration we send out from it, the universe creates an exact duplicate of the total mesh of it together, and that's the life we're living with whatever money there is. If we believe and send out the signal that money comes very hard, then that's the way we experience it. If we send out the signal money comes very easy, then that's how we experience it. If we send out the signal in the sense that money to a certain amount comes very easy, but after that it gets harder and harder, then that's what we experience. This is with all subjects. All of them. Doesn't matter if it's money, relationships, friends, time. Time with our family, free time. Jobs. Cars, houses. All of them, we have thoughts. And those thoughts create feelings, and those feelings and emotions are the sense of the vibration that's sent to the universe, and the universe brings back the circumstances and events and all the coincidences that build exactly that example. It's like a soup. You think of money in various ways, and the combination of that is created, and so that's why it's a little different for everybody. Because we all have these little thoughts and little ideas, and so we all experience it differently. That's where the 3.6 million come in. Because we want to change those thoughts we have all day about money to something else. Now, we can't remove them, and we can't really change them, but we can replace them. We replace them with the thought of the 3.6 million sitting in the bank. Just sitting there. Nothing else needs to change in our lives. We don't change our jobs right now, our apartment, our house, our cars, our clothes, and that's not involved in the 3.6 million. We just want to put the 3.6 million there in our bank. The 3.6 million being there, in a sense, changes everything in our life. Even though it's not there yet, we're just putting it there so much so that we can feel it and begin to experience it. Many little things that happen during the week, during a month, that are upsetting to us, or we don't like that much, or we prefer not to experience, will be toned down by envisioning the 3.6 million in the bank. Because remember, you go to a coffee shop, and they've raised the price of the coffee by 10 cents. Let's say normally that upsets you because now you're thinking about money. The price has increased, but your wages haven't increased, so now there's another chunk coming out of your money that you don't have enough of to begin with already. But if you continue to experience in your mind 3.6 million, that doesn't matter. You have $3.6 million in your bank account. You don't care if the price goes up 25 cents for a cup of coffee. It makes absolutely no difference to you. This is what you will experience if you've worked on bringing about the feeling of the 3.6 million in the bank. This has to be reinforced every day. What I do is I do it every day. Even when I go to sleep at night, while I'm falling asleep, I think about 3.6 million in my bank account. I just put it there. I don't try to change anything else in my life. I don't force it. I just think about it. If I drift into something else that I don't want to think about, I just bring myself back. See, I realize during the day we have hundreds and hundreds of thoughts that are totally useless to us. They're really not serving our purpose. We think about things in the past that we don't like. We think about things right now in the world that we don't like. We constantly have all those thoughts. We don't need them. They're of no purpose to us. We think about thoughts, how long it will take to drive home. Will the traffic be bad or good? Will the weather be bad or good? We don't really need all those thoughts. What we need is good expectations. A lot of this stuff gets settled down very quickly when we think about the 3.6 million in a bank account. Whenever I realize I'm thinking something that really doesn't serve the purpose of my life. In other words, I'm thinking about lack, I'm thinking about something negative, I'm thinking about something in the past that's happened, or somebody did something. I switch over to having 3.6 million. Now all of a sudden I realize that is such a small topic in comparison to my having 3.6 million in a bank account. I don't care about that anymore. It just seems to alleviate that. So in a sense, why meditate on, let's say, nothing at all? Why not meditate, if you're going to meditate already, on the having, the feeling, the experiencing of the 3.6 million in the bank account? It's a wonderful meditation. And each time, we bring it to ourselves more because we send that vibration out to the universe and we open up to receive. See, we bring about the feeling of having it. The 3.6 million. We practice that feeling of having every day. By that, we begin to appreciate the having even before it's there, as if it was there. We begin to appreciate, and that creates the allowing. The universe, instantly when we ask for some, tries to bring it to us. Line up all the circumstances, all the events, all the things that need to come about for us to end up with 3.6 million and that flow of money begins to create that, but we have to be in a basis of receiving it. And by appreciating, we open that valve of receiving. And in order to appreciate, we have to bring ourselves to experiencing having it. So we practice that. I practice it when I go to sleep. If I wake up at night, let's say I'm going to the washroom, I go back to bed, I practice it then. I think about having it, because I realize a lot of times I'm not thinking thoughts that are really that useful. And sometimes I'm thinking thoughts of things I have to do tomorrow. Well, I'll do them tomorrow. I don't need to grind over them right now. It's really not necessary. Sometimes we waste our time thinking about stuff we're going to do tomorrow when it's really simple stuff. We don't really need to think about it. So let's think about something that we would really enjoy, that really brings us happiness. The more I do this every day, the stronger the feeling gets. The more I practice it, the more natural the feeling becomes. It's like breathing. It becomes, how can I explain it? It just seems to become part of me. As I notice it becomes part of me more and more, I realize that I am attracting it to me more and more. Also, there is an enormous amount of happiness that comes from it. Because like I said, many things in my life simply change. My feelings of them change simply by knowing I have the 3.6 million. Even though they're not there, it doesn't matter in a sense, right? They're not there yet, but I'm experiencing it as if they're there. Which means a lot of tiny things that sort of happen really mean nothing to me. Let's say an item breaks down and I have to go buy another one. I don't have the negative feeling of it as I had before. Because out of the 3.6 million, it's really no big deal. In a year's time, if those 3.6 million being in the bank, there'll be 3.8 million or more just sitting there, not doing anything. not even worrying about investing them. Nothing. We do absolutely nothing with them. We just leave them sit there and experience them being there, keeping it as simple as possible. Little by little, every day, things begin to change. Because our experience of life begins to change because we have the 3.6 million on a bank account. So we get a bill in the mail. It doesn't affect us the same way anymore. It has very little effect to me. I either pay it or put it aside and pay it later, whatever the two. That doesn't change. But it seems to have no effect unless I allowed myself to feel lack of money again. Now, if we have bills, let's say that we can't pay, rent is coming up, we don't have the money, and so forth, there's really no point in fretting over it. That doesn't serve any point. There's nothing in a sense, that sense that we don't have it that we can do, you know, other than if we have a job and we work it or find a way to make the money. But we still need the universe to create the circumstances for that money to come about. So it needs to create the events, the job, or whatever, for that money to come about. And it can't do that, even though it begins immediately. The second we ask for the money, it begins. But we need to receive it. I mean, that's what all this is about. Receiving it. We haven't been receiving it. The universe will create it for us instantly and work at it so that it's there and we begin to follow the steps to receiving it. But we have to allow it. So we have to put our minds, our emotions there. We begin to send a signal that allows us to receive it back and receive the circumstances, the events, the synchronicity that's required to put us in the right place at the right time, talking to the right people, whatever's required. All those little things. It's not always so easy to bring up the feelings. Sometimes, you know, it comes, it takes a while. Some days, I've sat for 2 hours, sometimes even more. And I'll take a break for a second, make a cappuccino, and I'll sit down again. And I'll stare at my numbers, those little numbers, $3.6 million on a card I have. And I just look at them, and I look at them, and sometimes I drift off to other thoughts. When I catch myself, I just go, that's okay. And I bring myself back to thinking about the $3.6 million in the bank. It becomes easier. At first I was very difficult, and I got very antsy doing it. You know, I could hardly sit still. Now I can sit still, very relaxed, and just experience those 3.6 million being there. I do it many times during the day. Even before, let's say, I go into a mall, I reinforce it a bit, because I'm driving there. While I'm driving there, rather than thinking about the traffic and thinking about something that happened yesterday, what somebody said, all the things that I need to do and so forth, I just say, the heck with that. I'm going to think about my $3.6 million in the bank. So when I walk into the mall, I feel rich, I feel wealthy. See, and the beautiful part is I don't have to change anything else in my life. Because trying to change something in your life, that's very difficult. But just putting them there in the bank, that's perfect. It's a lot easier to do, and it becomes very simple. After a time, it's just there. Sometimes I feel them stronger, sometimes not as strong. Even when I go to do a recording like this, I'm driving along with a boat, if I start to think thoughts of lack or anything else, or not enough of this, or, well, it'd be nice to have more money for that right now, then I realize I'm really thinking of lack, and it's of no purpose other than creating the lack. So I start to think about my 3.6 million. And I drive to this little island where I do these recordings, a spot I found on this island, and I drive there with the little boat, and I just think about the 3.6 million, and there's enormous happiness that comes out of it. I mean, I feel extremely happy. Like, there's many things that just don't have an effect on me anymore. Now, let's suppose, you know, I see something. Jags. It's a car called Jag. It's something I've always liked. I've always liked those cars. Now, I saw one the other day, and it was even the right color for me. And I saw it driving along, and I went, wow, that's a nice car. I can buy that. I got $3.6 million. I could actually go over there and buy that right now. I've wanted one of those for a long time. What I do is I just kind of let go, because I know I can buy it. I have the $3.6 million in my bank account. At the beginning, when you first start this with the $3.6 million, that doesn't work so well. Because your mind is constantly reminding you, my mind did this, that I don't have the $3.6 million. Or that, you know, my mind goes, that's nice. Excuse me, but remember, you don't have $3.6 million in the bank. It took many months, but after a few months, my mind is starting to play along. And my mind has become to the point now where it's agreeing with that I have 3.6 million. And the other day, I saw something, and my mind reminded me that, hey, yeah, you can buy this. Do you want to buy it now or later? I'll look at it later. I'm doing something else right now. But yeah, we could buy that. So now it's really starting to kick in a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more. So there's always a new level of it. And it's becoming, well, what can I say, more and more natural. But it takes time. Because the 3.6 million at the beginning were very foreign. I've never experienced having them. So I had to find the feeling for them. And that took a long time. I didn't think it would take very long. I thought, well, it should take a week, right? You take a week and away you go. There it is. But it takes a little longer than that. Well, for me, anyway, for some people, it may go very quickly. But as we experience it more and more, and replace the other thoughts about money more and more, then we begin to allow it into our lives. So, as we replace the lack, the feeling of lack of money, that money is hard to come by, we never hang on to it long enough, and all kinds of things. As we replace that with the thoughts of having, because that's really what we want to do, the thoughts of having. See, when you put in the thought of having, it eliminates a lot of the lack thoughts. Like as in, money comes fairly easy to me. I've changed that over the years, and money does come fairly easy to me. But I realize I'm not very good at hanging on to it. It doesn't stay very well with me. It sort of runs through my fingers like sand. So I get a bit of a chunk of it, and next thing I know, it's gone. So yeah, more comes in, but it's nice to have it sit there a little bit and build up a little bit, so it builds up to larger chunks, and I can buy larger things. I mean, it needs to be a bigger volume for me to buy bigger items. So each time we do this with the 3.6 million having them, it creates a feeling of one, having them, they're there, ability to keep them, we have an ability to actually keep the money. We learn that keeping the money is okay, it's not hurting it to ourselves, it's not removing it from the universe. We allow ourselves to have a bundle of money to use for larger things, for investments, for creating. Because if you want to build something, you need more money. You can't just have $5 saved up if you want to build a $3 million condo. You need a little larger sum saved up for that. So, in order to expand, we need a larger savings. sometimes in the past I realized I've had negative beliefs about saving money and so forth. It's like we're saving it for a rainy day, and that rainy day will someday come because we're creating it. Well, all those negative items are slowly worked out as we begin the work and the play and the practice of the experience of having. Because when you experience it, and this is one of the reasons why it takes quite some time to really get into the experience of it, is because the resistance will come up for it. The resistance, if there is any, of saving it, if you have that. Resistance of holding on to it. Resistance of the amount. Resistance of allowing that much to come in. Resistance of feeling, being that rich. Of feelings of it maybe too much. All kinds of things. So we're removing slowly all those blocks. And removing those blocks and that resistance can take some time. Especially if there's quite a few of them. See, because we don't know all of them. We don't realize what they are, where they're sitting. They've been sitting there for many, many years sometimes. And they've become so much a part of us that we don't even notice they're there anymore. So much so that even if someone mentioned it, we go, no, we don't have that. And yet, we know we have it, because if there's a lack there, and the lack is based on not necessarily not having enough to eat or pay the bills, but not having enough to be fully creative in a way we want to be creative. To not have enough to experience life the way we want to experience life. That's still a lack, even though we have enough to eat. There's different levels and we continue to expand. Because it never stops, that's the thing. We always continue to expand. Always grow beyond where we are, no matter where we are. And once the 3.6 million are in your bank account, in reality, you'll still be reaching for more and for greater heights. Because we're always expanding. It's like that with everything. It's like that with art. You don't paint the same painting over and over and over again. You paint better paintings, more colorful, or in different ways. You always want to expand and improve. That's the way the universe is set up. That's what the universe wants. That's how it grows and expands and becomes more. In a sense, that's how you create heaven on earth. But it's not an end result. It's a constant creation that constantly expands and constantly gets better and better. So, and that's why the 3.6 million works so well. They help us to stretch a little further and allow the resistance to come forth and come to the surface where it can just drop away. We don't have to fight the resistance. We don't have to change it. We just keep bringing up the experience and the wonderful feeling of having the 3.6 million in the bank. So your boss gets a little edgy and he yells at you, or maybe a little snotty or whatever. Normally, perhaps that would really upset you. But just before that happened, maybe you brought up a feeling of having the 3.6 million. And his attitude doesn't affect you at all. You know why? Well, you have 3.6 million in your bank. You can probably buy this company. Nevertheless, that you could walk away from it. You could just pack your stuff and just say, thank you very much, but no thank you, and move on. But we're not changing our lives right at the moment. We're just adding the 3.6 million to our lives. Later, we'll make appropriate changes. Our life will already begin to change as we begin to experience the having of the 3.6 million. Little by little, first, it's mentally and emotionally that it changes, and slowly the outer world, the thing we call reality, which is not really reality, it's just a physical world, it follows and begins to follow along. So each day then we begin to change. You see, now we've changed a lot of things already. Let's say we've experienced the 3.6 million and because of it, something we saw that would normally have upset us, we just kind of let go of and even smiled at because we have 3.6 million in the bank. So we've totally let go of the resistance of that and any negative feelings of it, which means the universe is not going to create it anymore. It has come off of our creating wheel. It's literally dropped off because it's not receiving any energy from us. See, so in that sense, we're already removing negative things from our lives. By not experiencing them anymore, and by not experiencing them anymore, they don't get the energy anymore. And when they don't get the energy, they drop away. And the universe will create circumstances, events, life experiences where you won't even see those things anymore. So the thing is, every day, as much as possible, practice the experience of having. Really experience having the 3.6 million. It's a wonderful experience. Something wonderful to think about. Something wonderful to daydream about. But to do it in such a way that it brings about a feeling. And that's what needs to be done. So, as I go to sleep at night, I do it. Because I got to think about something, I might as well think about that. I wake up early in the morning, I think about it. I drift off sometimes, or I drift into something else. And I just bring myself back. And I go, oh hey, remember, I got 3.6 million in the bank. Then sometimes it drifts into thoughts. You know, I get a thought of, what's it feel like to walk in a bank? And the teller punches in, you know, your bank card or whatever, and there it shows up. You have 3.6 million in your account. It's a little different, isn't it, than trying to put in a check when there's barely enough money in the account or whatever the case. All of a sudden there's 3.6 million in there. How do you feel? How does that person feel? How do they treat you? Do they treat you differently? Do you treat yourself differently? The thoughts are fine, but they have to have an emotion with them before they really send the signal to the universe. So we think about it in a way that brings about that feeling. Practice it. See, in our universe, it's hard to remove anything. It's very difficult. But we can add. So we simply add this to our lives. And by that, we energize it, put our energy into that which we want. And while we're energizing what we want, the other stuff simply starts to drift away. Because it's not getting the energy.